Did you know about this? Did he say anything to you?
No, this is totally... I didn't have a clue.
We all just went out to eat together.
I know!
Right before we left, that Indian place in Brantford. We love their chicken tikka masala.
I know, that's right.
But you seem fine, both of you. He didn't seem miserable at all.
I know.
You mean to tell me we were sitting there having a wonderful time, and he was not only miserable, but in love with someone else?
I know, isn't that
the weirdest thing? Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. This can't be happening. How could he do this to you? I just can't believe it. Feel free, Gabe, jump in anytime.
What? I'm listening.
So, are you getting some counseling or something?
He doesn't want to.
Oh, come on. 12 years and 2 kids. He doesn't want to?
What does he want? A trial separation or something?
No. He wants a divorce.
A divorce?
That's ridiculous.
That's what he says. He says he's tried for years to work it out.
How did he try?
He can't give it anymore.
Well, I don't get it. This just doesn't sound like Tom. It's like his body's been snatched. He's been replaced by a pod.
I know. You should have seen him. The rage. I didn't recognize him. I've never seen that kind of rage in him before. He hates me.
No.
No, he does. He says it ruined his life.
No, this sounds like something else is going on.
Doesn't it?
Some kind of a life crisis thing. God, I wish...